England and France win. England remained on course for a place in the knockout rounds of Euro 2012 after coming from behind to send Sweden crashing out of the tournament with a 3-2 victory here Friday. Manchester United striker Danny Welbeck scored a well-taken winner for England in the 78th minute after the introduction of substitute Theo Walcott swung a seesaw Group D battle back in his side's favor. England had got off to a dream start when recalled striker Andy Carroll headed them into a 23rd-minute lead. But an own goal from Glenn Johnson on 49 minutes, followed by a header from Olof Melberg in the 59th minute, threatened to set up a disastrous night for Roy Hodgson's side. However, the substitution of James Milner for Walcott changed the game. The Arsenal winger lashed in a 64th-minute equalizer to make it 2-2, and then provided the run and pass which set up Welbeck's winner. Hodgson praised the way his side had fought back to win after trailing early in the second half. It was a cracking game of football. We were reasonably comfortable at halftime and had a good control of the game before they rocked us on our heels, Hodgson said. We knew how dangerous they were from set pieces, and they proved true to that. But it was very good the way the team responded to that. But Sweden counterpart Erik Hamrin was disconsolate after watching his side go out. I really feel bad for the players, Hamrin said. They played a really good match, but went out. The operation went well, but the patient died. That's how I feel today, he said. In the earlier match, France weathered a fierce thunderstorm that held up play for almost an hour to beat Euro 2012 co-host Ukraine 2-0 in Donetsk and claim top spot in Group D. Oleg Blomkin's side, surprise winners against Sweden in their opening match, started briskly against the French, who were looking for a vital 3 points after a hard-fought 1-1 draw with England in their first match. Dutch referee Bjorn Kuipers ordered both teams off after just 5 minutes, as violent thunder and electric storms lashed the stadium, flooding parts of the playing surface. After nearly an hour and some emergency groundwork, the two sides returned and were level at the break, but Jeremy Menez, selected ahead of Florent Malanda, put the French 1-0 up on 53 minutes, silencing the home fans. Minutes' left-foot drive was only his second international goal for France, and was followed 3 minutes later by Johan Cabaye's first for the national team. Cabaye latched onto a Karim Benzema through ball, firing past goalkeeper Andrei Payetov.